Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of The Drive. That means Jive Talk. Of course, you can call. Have we talked about anything today? We've talked about a little bit of everything.
We really have.
Yeah. Like, we've covered a lot.
Yeah, we have.
We had on Kenny Ballinger.
More than usual.
Yeah, from Barleycorns, Paul Sollentrop. We're, of course, trying to fill Barleycorns on August 17th. Let's go to Pastor Mike, who's back. Thank you, Pastor Mike. I thought you'd gotten discouraged and left us, but we're glad you're back.
No. I ran out of rings, and so it went to the busy signal. I just saw the ring. And so,
Fair enough.
But I am you can mark me and my wife down for Jason Eady.
Yes.
But here's the deal. You ought to just then also come and hear me preach Sunday morning, since we're doing trade.
That's a fair offer.
That is a fair offer.
Here's what I've always wanted to do, like a Sunday night service. Do you do that?
More little Bible studies and stuff. We have a Sunday night thing officially, but it's actually pretty good, small group, because I share my wisdom to a smaller group
of
folks, and so.
Not many big groups can handle your wisdom all at once. You needed to break it down a little bit.
Well, we have better interaction, kind of like we do on the radio, so it works out well. So,
all right, but
one topic that I want to hear you on, since this is in your field, Kevin Keatsman thing, where he had you follow that, or
yeah, we talked about that a little in the first hour. I thought it was obviously deplorable, and and you know me, I don't use these
big words,
extreme words very often. But once I heard it was just atrocious.
Oh,
I thought it was
terrible. No, it's just, and I enjoy it. I have listened to them a lot when I'm in Kansas City, and you know he's obviously pretty got a lot of good stuff usually, but man, that's bad.
Yeah, so he's been suspended indefinitely. So we'll see where that goes.
Hey, Pastor Mike, are you excited? I'm going to Canada here in a couple days.
Yeah, no, I've had some good trips up to Canada. I've been up there just in Alberta and enjoyed that tremendously.
Did you go to Banff and Jasper through there?
Yep.
Isn't that gorgeous?
It's beautiful. That's Canada. I mean, it's just it's really beautiful. I'm excited for you.
You need to get out. You need to get out to Victoria sometime.
I need to.
You do. It's unbelievable.
On my bucket list is Alaska. I've been to 49 states. That's
nice.
The only one I haven't been to. And so I want to get up to Alaska and go up around that way. My wife spent a lot of years in Seattle area, so we've been up there to visit and things. So,
well, knock it out, take a cruise, and you'll stop right there in the port, and you can knock them both out in one trip. There you go.
And I'll tell people I know you, and that should get me a little extra bonuses.
It really should.
So, he's big up there.
Very good. I will look forward to it. Hey, well, I'm excited about the Jason Eady thing for you. I can almost see you smiling through the radio.
Thank you. So, that's a compliment. Here's what I'll do. I think this Sunday and next Sunday we have conflicts, but July 14th, which I believe is a Sunday, I will be at Grace Baptist Church. I'll bring at least the youngster, and we'll see about Shannon.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. I would. I'd enjoy seeing you, and I'm sure you would just add kind of an aura around you for
the
rest of the congregation to enjoy.
You might have to put them in a bubble so everybody – nothing happens to
no
the
church. No autographs at church. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, well, thanks. That sounds like a great trade-off. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks,
so.
Pastor Mike.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Have a good show. Thanks.
Appreciate it. You too. Bye. All right, so Pastor Mike's in for two.
226. You're killing it today.
Laura from down the hall here at Intercom is in.
Oh, 225.
Tony Dusing's in.
We already counted Tony.
Looks like I got Kelly from Twitter is in, and Mark looks like at least a maybe.
So 223 with another maybe.
Yeah.
223 and four maybes.
If we can get 17 people a day between now and then, they'll have to move the concert to
Interest Bank Arena.
Yeah.
They basically will have to do that.
Hartman Arena.
Any arena.
Demand is
any arena.
And well, of course, Barleycorn still promotes it because they do an amazing job.
Well, of course.
And they had the foresight and the knowledge and the wisdom to go, oh, we should probably book Jason Eady.
You know,
probably
what?
The smartest decision they'll ever make.
The best thing for Barleycorn is get like at least 480. And then you got to do two nights.
That's right.
And then you get to see him twice.
Exactly.
Well, that might be, see, this could work out even better for you.
Like, Barleycorns is going to get so much free advertising that I will probably be fired. That's how bad it's going to get. Like, we can't continue to do that.
But I bet you might get a free lunch at Barleycorn. I'm going to guarantee that.
Austin, in for two on Twitter.
221.
Yep. Wait, where were we at? Yeah, we were. 221.
We're at 223 with some maybes.
19 people.
Look, I'm impressed.
That's pretty good.
I'm impressed.
All right.
You're really happy with yourself now.
I mean, I'm doing good.
Everybody in the couple years I've been doing this, I have never seen him smile this long on one show ever. I mean, ever.
It's a pretty big deal.
The kid's in his element right now.
Like, I didn't think he'd come to Wichita, but he is, and we're coming. We'll be there. You'll be there.
I'll be there?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, I didn't mean
like
necessarily.
Like I said, a lot of mine is going to have to do with Paul. If Sullentrop's going, there's a way better chance that I'm going to show up.
I gave someone Guns N' Roses tickets just for saying they would go to Jason Eady. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, you got yourself in a pickle.
You're going to, well, let's go to the phones first because this might be a longer conversation. And our good friend Zach is up next. Hey, Zach.
Put me down for two, Jeff.
Two. There you go. So we already included Zach, so add one more.
So we're at 220.
And we're at 220 now.
And, Duda?
Yeah.
I expect you to bring, I know we're not buddies. You told me we'd go golfing. We haven't done that, but I expect you to bring me back ketchup chips and some coffee crisps.
Oh, those are good, aren't they? That's one of my favorites when I get back up there, the coffee crisps and the ketchup chips, which they're just unbelievable. And then obviously the Canadian beer.
Well, yeah, I was
you can't bring that across the border.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
I was going to ask for a 2-4, but I wasn't sure if that was appropriate for the air. But, you know, it's.
Well,
of course it is.
The problem is that you're only allowed to bring back 24.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Well, then I'll split it with you on the golf course.
Well, that would be good. I can't because I'm on the plane. So it's tougher on the plane. Plus, they get bouncing around. And by the
can
time you open
bring
them,
him his
awful.
Chips and his crisps.
You know what? I might be able to bring. I'll do. How about Cheesies? Have you ever had Cheesies?
No, but I it sounds delicious.
They're unbelievable.
It has cheese in it. It must be good.
We go to the grocery store, and I just put my hand behind all the Cheesies and put them in the cart. We have one cart for Cheesies, and then we fill up for food.
All right. Well, dude, I'll make you a deal. If you bring back any of those three things, I will buy the beverages when we eventually get out to golf.
Okay, you're on for that, and we will go golfing, and I'm bringing the Cheesies.
And can
sure.
I drive the cart?
Sure.
Perfect.
You'll
okay, Zach, I'm telling you right now, we will golf, we will go out, and we will do this. Guaranteed.
I appreciate it.
I do. I am putting my stamp on
Perfect.
This one.
Thanks,
this is
Zach.
Not a 10-day out thing.
That's not a 10-day out.
It's not a 10-day out thing. We're going.
Where do you think you'll play?
I don't care.
And I'll pick up the cart.
Okay.
Fee.
We're in.
And,
that's good.
And I'll drive.
And I'll bring the goodies.
Perfect.
Oh,
you know, I don't drink, so just bring like a case of water for me, and I'll be good.
No, you don't do that on the course. That stuff will kill you. Literally.
Stop it.
It will.
Just bring
Your game will go to, well, you're not going to
Just bring me a case of water. I'm not going to play
I'm
golf.
I'm not going to bring you a case of water to go golfing.
Yeah, one of those Kroger cases. It costs $3. Just do
Why?
It.
24?
Well, it'll be hot. I'll be sweating.
Riding in the cart.
It'll be hot. I'll be sweating. What don't you understand about that?
Here's Sweet. Someone. We're in. I'm in.
Here's someone else on Twitter. Philip, he said he's the one who told me about the show, and that's true. I didn't know that they were hosting it until he said it. And he'll bring several for Edie without Guns N' Roses, but a couple tickets wouldn't hurt. Well, I'm sure, Philip.
He played that well. I like
I
that.
I really opened the floodgates there.
Yeah, you did.
But, Bill, you know, you were creative enough to think of an idea to entice me, and he did it. I've got to give the guy credit.
Yeah, happy days. And if some people can come up with some interesting trades like Pastor Mike, That's a good one, right. too. I like what? That. That was good.
There's a lot that I'll do for people to get them to come to see Jason Eadie at Barleycorns.
I know there is.
You can make an offer. It probably won't be the Guns N' Roses tickets, but if you want to go out to lunch, if, I don't know.
Whatever.
Just make an offer.
Just get her done.
Right?
Yep, that sounds like it is.
I can be bought.
That is for sure.
And maybe,
absolutely.
And someone else could be bought. Maybe there's something else out there.
I'm sure there is something else out there for somebody.
So you're going to Canada tomorrow. Take us through the route again.
Well, we're going up to Kansas City tomorrow because we fly out at like 6:40 in the morning.
Yes.
So then we fly to Seattle, which is about a 3.5-hour flight, 3-hour flight. And then we're there for a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours, get a bite to eat. And then we take like a 40-minute plane flight to Victoria, get the car, and we'll drive up to just north of Ladysmith, between Ladysmith and Nanaimo, which I'm sure a lot of people know where that's at, on the island. And then we rented a house there right off the ocean. It's a great little spot. My dad and my uncle are going. The kids' godparents, grandparents are going. It'll be a blast. We've done it like 3 of the last 4 years, and it's just been a ton of fun. So I can't wait to get back up there.
Do you think while you're up there, Kawhi Leonard will make a decision? I guess July 5th or 6th or something is when free agency.
Well, everybody's
officially
talking about it, but I think he stays. Why doesn't he stay? Where's he going to go?
Stay.
Where's he going to go right now? He's not going to the Lakers.
It would be the Clippers.
Because they got AD.
The Clippers is the other selection.
He's not going to win anything with the Clippers this
year,
I don't think.
Unless, well,
so stay
did
in
we
Toronto.
Think the Raptors would ever win anything?
They got to, if they're going to, if they keep their team, yeah. Why, they got a good chance of getting
out
of the
East. No, I mean, before he went there, was it like, oh, the Raptors are just one player away? We don't really know.
Well, they were closer. I mean, they've been good over the last few years.
They have
so you
good.
Add somebody like that to it, and obviously it made a huge, huge impact. They won the whole thing. I think he stays for one more year.
Well, it won't be one more year. He opted out of his final year, and he can sign a super max or a max contract. So he'd be there for at least probably 3 to 5 more years.
But, yeah.
Prime years.
Why wouldn't you?
He should.
I think he stays. I think he should stay. They'll give him the super max. They'll give him the money.
Of course.
Stay.
All right, let's go back to the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline, 869-1240. This is Jive Talk. Tom is the caller. Tom, what's up?
Hey, I got the easiest trade ever. I got a friend of mine who is in a local band, and it's called Twist of Fate, and they will be playing Barleycorns in August.
Okay.
You go to their show, I'll go to Edie.
Perfect. Tweet me the date. What's the name of the band again? Twist of Fate?
Twist of Fate, and they're a heart cover band.
Heart cover band. That sounds good. Maybe I can get Bob out there, too.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Tom. That'll be easy. Twist of Fate in August at Barleycorns.
218.
Tom's going.
You're at 218.
It's a pretty good day.
It's only been really an hour and 14 minutes.
I know. Imagine if this was my full-time job.
I'm thinking right now
basically,
you'd be pretty good at it.
Basically, I've offered that to Jason Eadie. Do you want me to just be your
And he won't call
man?
You back.
It's okay.
But yet you're going to do all this stuff.
I'll put the work in.
All right.
It's a labor of love. This is
fair enough.
I don't need anything in return here.
Fair enough.
All I need is 2:40 at Barleycorns on Saturday, August 17th. And to that end, maybe, I don't know what Josh wants to talk about. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Jeff, I got a proposition for you as well.
Okay.
All right. You get me into the final round of the World Series of Face-Off, and I'll come out with my wife to eat.
Josh, are you in the World Series of Face-Off right now?
Yes, I am qualified as of now.
First round bye, Josh.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
I already got the first round.
No, you're into the second round now.
Oh, okay. I'm down with that.
Sweet, Josh. See you at Edie on August 17th.
Did you just play him? You said first round bye, and he's already through the first round.
No, he's in the first round.
He's in the but how
now
are you
he's in
g-
the second
how
round.
How are you going to give him a bye?
We'll have 31 people now in the World Series of
no,
Face-Off.
No, you cannot do that.
What do you mean?
What?
Josh is...
With all due respect, Josh, but you got 31 other people here, and you can't do that.
Josh came up with it. You got to reward in creativity.
You can't reward that. It's a competition.
Right.
You can't do that.
Why?
What do
I
you
run
mean,
the
why?
Show.
You run the show.
Yeah.
Wait till Robert gets back. He ain't going to be happy
oh,
about
I know.
That
He's
situation.
Gonna be like legit mad.
Yeah, he will. You
like,
can't
not even for show mad. He's gonna be really mad. But what are you gonna do?
You're not
Josh
gonna,
came up
you're
with
not
it.
Gonna be able to do that. You can't give a guy a bye. So what? Whoever he's playing, you're going to call him and say, hey, yeah, you made it through, but this guy, Josh, is going to ED, so you lose. Is that what you're going to tell him?
No, he's just not going to have a first-round match. There's 31 people in now, and now we have one in the second round.
I'm pretty sure that you have to have 32. That's kind of the game. 32.
We'd have to have 33. Is that what Max is saying? I don't know. I think you maybe. I think he might be right, 33.
You can't have 33 because then you'd have, if you had 32, 16 go, and then you have to add the 1 year at 17.
Right.
So that doesn't work
31,
either.
15,
I know,
and then
it's tough for the Boston guy to count, but it's okay. You're doing good, Max. Everything's good.
So here's what I'm doing. July 14th, I'll be at Grace Baptist Church to see Pastor Mike and enjoy his sermon.
You're going to be busy the next couple months.
Twist of Fate at Barleycorns in August. I've given away Guns N' Roses tickets, and now I've put somebody in the second round of the World Series of Face-Off.
And with that, you're going to have a World Series of Face-Off in the next segment, correct?
Yes. It would be nice if people just of their own volition, I don't even know if I use that word right, probably, would just say, yeah, I'll go to ED to support, Jeff.
Yeah, you opened
but
up.
If,
no,
if you want to make a deal, I'm open for business.
Yeah, this is Let's Make a Deal Day on the drive.
It really is.
This is probably the only day, right? Or no, you're going to.
I don't know.
Are you going to have an open mic day kind of thing?
I don't think Bob is going to allow me the freedom when he returns tomorrow.
I absolutely guarantee you he will not allow you
but
the freedom.
But Shane Ewing and me on Monday, again.
The good Shane. Yep, that should be a good show.
That will be a good show.
I might have to call.
I think you should.
I might have to call because that'll be Monday. We're going fishing on Sunday, so we'll probably just take it easy Monday. So I'll be Philadelphia in the afternoon. I'll definitely call.
Uh-oh, here's someone named Robert. It's not my dad. Thank goodness. I see the number. Thank goodness it's not Robert Lutz, but it's Robert who's joined us during Jive Talk. Hey, Robert.
How are y'all doing today?
Good, Robert. Nice to hear from you again.
Yeah, and I'm very happy I'm not your father as well.
Aren't we all?
That's a daily affirmation I look forward to. To be honest, so you keep talking about Jason Edey. I just tuned in. And I was like, I've heard you mention him before. I have no idea who it even is.
You're from Texas, right?
Yes, I am.
He plays out of Fort Worth. He's underground-ish. Not like a major label guy, not a guy you'll hear on the radio. But if you like country music and bluegrass and roots, Americana, he's your guy. I recommend starting with his most recent album. It's called I Travel On, and just go from there. He's fantastic.
Well, I did listen to a YouTube video before I called in, or just looked him up real quick to hear a couple songs, and you're at it. You know, if we can find a babysitter and that whole bit, we'll probably try to go. That's
perfect.
You sounded pretty good,
Robert. Thank you.
That means
a lot.
At least you introduced me to a new artist.
I'm happy to do that. That's awesome. See, we're making progress here.
I have never seen you so happy on a show in my life.
But it's
usually you're grumpy and you want to pick fights, and today you're just loving life.
But do you understand where I'm coming from here? I have the Eagles, which I've had my entire life. People's minds are already made up on the Eagles. They either love them or hate them. There's two camps. I think Jason Edey, if you are a pure music fan, that there's no way not to like him. He's just that good. You can just feel what he feels when he sings.
Man, that was a nice thing to say. You are you're eating this up. It's crazy. You are literally eating this up.
I hope this doesn't get back to him. But also,
what do you mean? You hope it doesn't get back? This is the stuff he needs. He should be paying somebody to do this stuff.
Well, he doesn't have to. He's got me.
Oh, man.
Brian Bai says, take me to a Wichita baseball game next season, and I'll go to the concert. Done deal, Brian. Can't wait for it.
We're at 215 now.
25 in. See, this is like, not only can you go see Jason Edey, maybe you get to spend time with me, maybe you get a perk, you get yourself out in the community. You can go see Pastor Mike speak. There's a lot of life experiences that we're offering up just to spend an hour and a half or 2 hours at Barleycorns in a month and a half.
Really? Okay, well, sounds good.
Chad Merchant says August 17th is my birthday, but not a Jason Edey fan, so I won't be there. Do I block him?
Why would you do that?
I enjoy Chad. But that's where we're at right now, folks, and Right now, you can call 869-1240. We're going to play a World Series of Face-Off qualifying match. Everything off the table for this game except a spot in the World Series of Face-Off. That's all you can win. We're going to keep it right down the middle. But if you'd like to qualify, we need just eight more, maybe seven, because Josh is in the second round. 869-1240 to qualify for the World Series of Face-Off. Duda Lutz, Drive, KVH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.